So, what are you wearing to the Glen tonight? Lexi sounds thrilled, as though she can't wait to offer herself up as a sex slave. Or maybe she's excited about offering me. Since I'm finally twice 11, 22 in regular non-witchy language, I am finally eligible to be chosen as the sacrifice. Not that the sovereign would pick me, but still, it's a coming-of-age rite. I don't know. I sigh and lean against the counter, displaying some of our most potent magical herbs. The dry, fragrant scent of them fills the air around us, so much that sometimes I think I smell it in my sleep. This shop, the Witch's Brew, has been in our family for generations, and I'm the general manager. Not because I want to be, but because I really don't have much of a choice. Come on, Emma. You must have something picked out. You're twice 11 now. Lexi swishes her long auburn hair over one shoulder, still sounding excited. I don't see why I have to come at all, let alone get all dressed up, I grumble. It's not like I'll ever get chosen. Not that I want to be chosen, of course. No one does. Being the bloodlust sacrifice for the sovereign of the Tampa Bay supernatural community is considered a deep honor, but it's also a hassle and a pain in the neck. And I do mean that literally. The sovereign is a vampire. You don't know that. You might be chosen. But Lexi sounds doubtful. I mean, you're a member of an ancient family with a powerful magical lineage, she continues, obviously trying to be upbeat. Your mom was the head of the coven until... Please don't. I hold up a hand to stop her. Sorry. Lexi looks contrite. She knows I don't like discussing my mother. She died in a house fire when I was only 8, but the memories are painful and I still miss her every day. Anyway, Lexi goes on, I'm just trying to say you do have a chance. Right, I snort disdainfully. Lexi, I have no chance. I'm a dud. Lexi puts one perfectly manicured hand on her slender hip. Don't call yourself that, Emma. Why not? It's the truth. A dud is a person from a magical family with no magic of their own. That description fits me to a T. After my mother's untimely death, I went to live with my aunt and cousins, of which Lexi is my favorite. We were all about the same age, and as we grew, my cousins all began to exhibit signs of magical skill. Me? I exhibited nothing. Nada. Zip. Zero. Zilch. Then when puberty hit us all, one by one, their powers grew. The onset of menarche is a powerful time for a witch. A time when her hair and eyes take their true and lasting shade, and she comes into her own magically and physically. All of my cousins came through puberty beautifully. Lexi, Trissa, and Delilah each have flaming red hair and brilliant green eyes. They're all tall and slender and gorgeous. Every supernatural creature with a penis within 100-mile radius is attracted to their beauty and magic. A fact that Lexi and her sisters take full advantage of. In fact, Delilah, the most delectable of the three, even specializes in sex magic. Making love with a lot of different men isn't looked down upon in the witches' matrilineal society. It's more like a status symbol. Lexi and Trissa are a bit more sedate, but not much. They always have a date or three lined up for Friday night. And then there's me. Puberty was not kind to Emma Christ. It didn't seem to matter how ancient my lineage or how powerful my mother was. The whole legacy just passed me by. All I have to show from my passage to womanhood is mousy brown hair, muddy hazel eyes, and debilitating menstrual cramps every time my period rolls around. Not to mention that I never got the tall, slender figures my cousins inherited. Instead, I'm short and curvy. Way too curvy, unfortunately, with big boobs and even bigger hips.